Everybody has a podcast.
What's up, everyone? Got my button sucked up there for a minute. As y'all heard. Anyway.
Rody, get in the cello.
Oh, another Monday night. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Back in, 933. And the place to be. And,
Jay Wiggy, take out the trash.
Oh, man, you're getting all the buttons on me tonight. I got the gong, my intro.
Shit, I don't know what the hell's going on with me tonight.
Oh, man, you got some, did you spill anything on the buttons?
I spilled something in my mouth called beer.
Hell yeah, I wonder if it got on the buttons and they got all sticky and shit. Yeah, it was a, man, this weekend flew by. It was Mother's Day. We have some UFL going on. There was some photos of NCAA 25 that had dropped. I don't even feel like I had a chance to breathe from Friday after work until I started work again Monday. Just a busy blur of a weekend. Counting down to our trip. What are we, 2.5 weeks away now? I need it, man. I need it, brother. I'm ready.
Get away, man. I need to check the app.
Yeah, I need some poolside brews and some hanging with the homies, so I'm ready for a grand mills. It's just been work's been busy, lots of shit going on. So how are you this weekend? Good weekend, busy weekend, cool weekend, not so cool?
It was all right, man. I didn't do too much. I actually went a little bar hopping by myself and kind of got out there a little bit to fucking, oh yeah, errands, you know, grocery shopping, that kind of shit. I was going to do some frisbee golf. It was really felt good Saturday morning, man. I went outside, got a pizza, and then just went back inside. And didn't do any frisbee golfing. Man, I should have, man. It felt really good. I need to, like, stop being a bitch and go ahead and do that shit.
Yeah, hit me up if you go. I'd like to play soon. I actually drove by. I picked my youngest up this afternoon, and usually cut through the sports complex out where I'm at just in the afternoon when I pick her up. One, I avoid traffic that way on the main road, too. It's just, you know, kind of peaceful and shit going that way. But I saw, like, a whole group of high school kids playing frisbee golf, and they put up a new bunch of baskets out my way, so I wouldn't mind hitting that up.
Bunch of baskets.
Yeah, so it's yeah, that'd be kind of cool, man. So you get some pizza. Was this local chain, national chain?
No, it's just Papa J's, man. Shit, I shouldn't have done that though. That damn, I'm gonna stop fucking with pork so much. I might have to go with my boy Big Mustard, man. Stop fucking with pork so much. Only ribs. I don't know. I gotta get off the pork, man. I think that's not a bad idea.
He might be onto something with that, because I get a little gassy and not feeling so good.
I shit blood.
Oh God! Yeah, get off of it.
No, I do think it's, yeah. You know, I like it, man. But the more I look into it, I'm just kind of like, well, I'm not saying I'm like, you know, like he's pretty serious about shit. Like you ain't fuck with it at all. I'm not like that, but you know.
He gets mad about it.
Yeah. He's like, I told y'all not to put this shit. I ordered this shit without fucking like, okay, yeah. But I'm not that serious, but I'm like, you know, maybe, you know, kinda, you know.
Yeah, he's
trying to, like, you know, I don't know what the word I'm before, wane off of that shit in a little bit.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I do notice if I have, now it depends on what I have. Like if I get a cheap pizza from a take and bake somewhere, and it's, you know, like a pepperoni that's been frozen. It hasn't, you know, not too bad. I'm usually okay. I get a little bit of like upset stomach, sour stomach, whatever it may be. If I go and they have the pepperoni, you know, that keeps the oil in it and shit, that kind of cups up. It almost looks like a shot glass of damn grease. Man, that, I feel sick. You've seen those pepperonis when they start curling up on you and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Man, I can't do that and stuff. And
I don't even know what is pepperoni.
You know what? That's a good question.
What the fuck's in that? We don't even know what's in that, man.
Let's find out. We're gonna go to our handy dandy search engine. So pepperoni is a variety of spicy salami made from cured pork and beef seasoned with paprika and chili peppers. God damn, no wonder it's making you shit. Man.
Yeah.
I didn't even know all that shit. God, I'm gonna have to take a break from that.
I like to get a goddamn pizza with just cheese on it, but like we talked about on another podcast, man, like if I get just cheese and nothing else, so I'm gonna have to do something. I'm put a bunch of pepper on there or something, but like I get that fucking, you get that fucking greasy cheese lips and you can smell that shit the rest of the day. I don't know, man, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, it is. You get that upper lip pizza pie smell on you.
Yeah,
and it's not very good. I didn't realize that pepperoni, man. I guess it makes sense in the name, pepper oni, and it has a, you know, the pork. I knew, I didn't know it was also beef with paprika and chili peppers. Man, no wonder it gets you all. You know, you learn something new every day. No wonder. I'm going to have to take a break from the pepperoni. Maybe I'll have to go to like some, I have to have some type of meat on there.
So when you get a pizza pie, you usually just get straight pepperoni, or do you get like the meats, or like what's your go-to?
You know what? As I've gotten older, I really like a pizza, a whole variety of meat, ham.
Like the meat lovers back in the day?
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go. I think that shit's good. Especially if it's got all that cheese in there and you got some of the meat hiding under the cheese. I think that's so damn good.
That was a good pie, man. I know they made some ton of money on that, but I haven't eaten Pizza Hut in fucking forever. It's like usually Papa John's, but
I feel like the Hut's hit or miss.
You know, I was getting a goddamn garden pizza for a minute, man. Just a vegetable pizza.
Really?
Yeah, no tomato sauce. I don't ever get tomato sauce anymore. It's just the acidity.
It's, that's, yeah. I mean.
And it's not bad. Get it well done. It's kind of good, you know, a little bit refreshing, you know. Only thing is, I don't get it with black olives. I don't like olives, man. They got a funny, funky taste to me.
Yeah, they taste like earth or some shit.
Black olives just got a fucked up ass aftertaste, you know?
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Hold on 1 second.
Real trap shit. Baby's got a pretty funny aftertaste, yeah. Oh, God.
What up, Wheels?
Hiya.
What up, Wheels?
How's your weekend?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's another weekend of me and Bobby being in leave.
Cool.
Come on.
That's all right. That's all right. How was work?
Come on. Y'all know I'm a player guy.
Okay. Cool. So, Jay Wiggy, did you watch any Star Wars?
I was bad this past week. I let everybody down. I did not catch up, but I did two last week. The buttons are working again, but I am back. I will resume. Well, like I said, I did one, then I did two. Now I'm off. So I did last week's in advance. So no Star Wars this week. It was just a busy week. I'm trying to get all my work done before we go out of town. I'm so excited, but I don't want any bullshit over my head. So, but I will be back starting tomorrow. I'm going to crank up our episode 4 that we talked about last week. And I will resume. Yes. I'm going to resume it.
All right, man. So you had a busy week. So you're just hitting the ground running. Is you busy at work, or is the wife got you doing a bunch of shit, or?
Busy at work, busy with kid stuff, busy with a little bit of everything. It's mostly work this time of year. I've also got to go see Roger Harry this Roger Friday. Roger
Harry! When you got to see him?
I got him this Friday. When you got him?
This Wednesday.
Oh, shit. We should go in there together.
Oh, man. We get kicked out. You're a button for life! You're a button for life! Come out of fucking go. What is this? Who's Grieber? I don't know. What is this shit?
You know he wouldn't like that shit. Remember that time our friend Stoner, the truck driver, he either you can ride or you can ride, but y'all can't ride together.
Old boner. So Robert Harry has that weird setup, man. Well, I guess they all have that shit back there since it's small. But I remember like the first time, man, I was like, why is this door locked? Because I thought you just like hung out in the fucking place. But like you got to do the little weighties and shit.
Right, yeah.
Like damn doctor's office or some shit.
Yeah, this place that he's at now isn't really awesome for waiting because there's really only the spot right outside his door, and that's a little awkward if you get there a little early and somebody else is getting their shit done. Or somewhere up in the front, and you kind of got to do creepies where you're watching to see when they leave. So it's not that good, but I do have to go to him. I was actually hoping to go next week, a week before we're out of town, kind of have a little bit of a fresher cut.
Shit cut really short this time.
I think I'm going to at least.
Do the GI fade, man.
Oh, man. I'll get the U.S. Army boot camp cut.
Man, get a flat top. Please, if you get a flat top, man, I'll give you $100.
Man, I'd look terrible. I need to ask him if he can throw some curls in this bad boy.
God, that'd be funny. You had to get a fucking perm.
Man, he'd never let me come back.
Man, that's weird. Oh, I'll bet he'd let you come back. That's an extra $50.
Oh, man. Yeah, I couldn't step away. He's worth every penny. He definitely put... Yeah, I'll probably get a little bit more of a skin fade on the side, so that way it's growing out a little slower. But I was hoping to go next week, though, because, it'd be closer to the trip, but I think he's taking a 3-week break or something.
Oh.
Say he's taking something. That's, you know, I was actually thinking about that earlier. I had a question. I think you would be a good person to ask this too, but you know, I've never been in business for myself. Not really. I've had hustles and stuff, but he's got a good gig. You know, he takes off pretty regularly. He does pretty well, but I was thinking about how busy I am at work lately. And you know, at my age and my responsibilities, it's hard to just quit your job and learn something new. But looking back in the day, it's something like A Deadliest Catch. You remember those guys on that show? They go up to Alaska for like 3 to 4 months on the crab boat, but then they're off for like 8 months, 6 to 8 months, spending all that money. Would you do it, not just necessarily that job, But a job that had a schedule like that, where you work your ass off 7 days a week, 12, 15 hours a day, 3-4 months, then you're off the rest of the year.
I mean, what do they take home again, though, for those 3-4 months?
They were making some pretty good bank. I think on the low end, they were making 30, 40 grand a deckhand. Then on the high end, some of those guys were clearing 80.
So that's an interesting story. One of my regionals came down to visit me last week, and she's from Illinois. It's not my regular regional. They're doing some kind of like cross visitation or some shit, but she was telling me her son actually is going to do that. And when he's not doing that, he comes back to Florida and does like charter boat tours or something, something like that. And she was like, man, I was like, she was telling her son, yeah, do that. I mean, go for it. He's like fucking early 20s, man. So, you know, he's got it going on. And I think that'd actually be cool, man. If you were into all that shit. I just don't, the sea is a thing. I don't know, man. It's unpredictable. I ain't like me. I'm not going on no cruises, dude. I don't fuck with the sea. Because if something was to happen out there, there's nowhere to go. There ain't no motherfucking where to go. You're trapped on the boat or it's the fucking, you know, raging waters. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I can.
Depending on your disposition and what those two gigs are.
With the gigs that he's talking about, yeah, the crab boat fisherman up in the Bering Sea in Alaska on a ship that's being rocked by rogue 50-foot waves, I can totally get not doing that. Now, charter fishing, like if I'm taking, you know,
he was actually doing like fucking bachelorette parties and shit like that.
That would be like, sweet.
Taking them out on the boat and stuff.
I'd get down on that, man. If I was, closer to the shore, you had a big boat, you could entertain 8 people, get your license, take people out, like, you know, a couple miles. You're not going out too far. You know, a couple offshore trips, excursions. I'd totally do that. That'd be actually a pretty sweet life, man. See, that's what we need to do. We got to have the Everybody Has a Boat podcast, and we'll start taking people out on trips. I'll be the captain. You'd be the first mate. You entertain them. I'll just drive it around and shit. 4-hour journey. Everybody's chipping $300, and, man, we'd make a pretty good living.
Sounds good to me, my friend.
Yeah. Those boats go through a lot of fucking fuel. I didn't realize how fuel hungry they are. I had a buddy, and I cannot remember the specifics, but it was something really, really disappointing and expensive when he was telling me on the bigger ones. So I have been looking at that, though. We talked a little bit during the week. I was talking to a buddy who's got a little kayak for sale. I think I'm going to buy that from him. Not quite a fishing boat, but it's a start, a plastic kayak he's had under his deck for a couple of months.
Under his deck?
It's a long story on how he got it, but he had it out of the rain, so it's under the deck right now. But I asked him about it, and he said he was trying to get rid of it, so made him an offer. Made him an offer he could totally refuse, but he wants to get the fuck rid of it.
So you're going to buy it from him?
I think so. I've watched a lot of the guys on YouTube, what they've done with their kayaks. They've actually put little fish finders on theirs and little trolling motors. Go out on, you can go out on bigger lakes and things like that. Mostly like smaller lakes and ponds and even the rivers. You ought to get one too. We'll be the kayak crew.
Oh yeah, the kayak crew.
Baby loves the kayak, yeah. I'm always hitting them raging waters with baby.
I feel like you're lying to me. Well, I did have sex with a girl this weekend.
You gotta tell us, how did that go?
Man, she was so ugly. I called her a dog and she bit me.
You just gotta do better for yourself or something.
I know somebody else who had who recently told us a story about hooking up with someone. He got a little upset when you left.
Oh, yeah. She was so ugly, he cummed in the toilet because he couldn't come in her pussy. Oh, God. I'm not going to name names. Hey, okay, listen to the podcast. I stopped listening 2 episodes ago.
This is why I'm not calling in anymore.
Oh, God.
That's all funny. Right. Whew. What was What was the next? Okay, so your next Star Wars movie they were getting down on is one of the old ones, right? Is that?
I think that's what it is. It's the
New Hope. Is that the one?
I think it is Episode 4, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I want to give a hair tip to all my friends out there trying to achieve the dry look, folks. There's some stuff I found on Amazon. It's called Tomb 45. It's like this powder stuff. And so, what I do, man, I've noticed this shit. There's actually a commentator. I don't even know if he's on there anymore. His name is Field Yates. So ESPN. And I was looking at his hair one day, and I was like, man, that shit looks kind of good. I got to try to get that shit. Because it's like dry, but like not styled. You know how like you got the fucking mop head look or like the wet head look?
Yeah,
it's like wet and shit. Like you got LA looks up in there or something. So what you do, man? You get this stuff. It's called Tomb 45. It's like some kind of like powder, or something you get off Amazon. Put a little bit on towards the back of your head. All right, towards the back of your head, right? Not the front because it's powder, so you don't want it to look like you got dandruff. You want to go towards the back. Don't be too crazy with it, depending on your hair. All right, put it there. Do rubbies, rub it in real good, you know, from the back, then to the front, and then all around, rub it in good. All right, go in there and get you one of those nice brushes, all right, brush it in. Now, I know it's going to depend on mostly how much hair you have and thickness.
I love it.
Gotcha.
And that kind of thing. But let's just go with a short haircut. All right, like a GI fade. That's kind of what I rock. Anyway, do that. Comb it out. And I'm telling you, man, you're going to get it's pretty good. Now, if you want to do a little bit of like a matte pomade, you can do a little bit of that. Not too much. Less is more with that, depending on your hairstyle. But we're talking about mine, so it's shorter. And you just go in, you put that on your hands and rub it in your hands until you can't see it. And then glide it across until you get your desired look. And that, my friends, I think I've got the secret to the dry look.
Now, I've actually bought a texturizing powder recently. It was a pretty high-rated one. It was not Tomb 45, so I'm tempted to check this out. And I think I've been doing it wrong. How much powder in this texture powder, how much are you actually putting in? Is it a couple of sprinkles? Are you actually putting...
So less is more with this. I mean, go gradual. Put a little bit in if you're not sure, then rub it down. And, you know, just kind of, you got to get a feel for the titration. You know what I mean? Right. Now, don't go too hard. Like, yeah, less is more. Kind of abide by that. Depending on your hair. And then get you a good brush. I got one of those wooden ones like black people use almost, but not quite the same thing. And it's good because it's like a bigger brush. It's got like circumference on there, and it's going to cover like a good one. You start, you know, depending on how you want to do your hair, you know, getting it fucking contoured and getting your shape up and stuff.
Sure.
And then once you get that, you know, you're good unless you want to sew up any loose ends with the matte pomade, but you don't use a lot of that matte pomade. It's just a little bit because you're not going to need a lot. And you don't want to look crazy. So, yeah.
I'm going to have you style my hair.
I could get you going, man. I know how to get a good style going, for sure. It might take a minute, but I can get that shit styled good.
You know, I say that jokingly, but I actually asked Roger Harry one time about that. It's so much easier when you have someone else styling your hair. They can actually take their time. They can see it from all angles. They're not looking in a mirror at it. So, I joked with him about that. Like, man, I wish I had you. And he was telling me how to, you know, take your time, look at all the angles, shit like that. You know, don't just look straight on. You actually have to really look in the back and the front and stuff. Because that is kind of weird, but he's showing you, like, how towards the back and to the left, which is the way I actually, you know, style my hair, you know, you kind of got to look in the back. Because if you're, like, pulling it or if it's not combed back there, that can affect the front, too. It's not pushing upright, shit like that. So, small details.
You don't do a really short cut, though. You're kind of, what do you tell him when you go in there? Or like, he probably knows what to do, but like, what's...
He knows by now. I did fuck with my style a bit a couple months ago. I usually do more of a skin fade on the side, kind of gradual taper it up. And then the top is weird because I go back and forth. Like when it gets to a length I like, and I kind of like it longer on top, I'll rock that. But then sometimes it gets too long and I want to go back short, and I just kind of comb it down in the front instead of parting it a little bit or parting it to the side. So I kind of bounce between those two, but usually on the sides I'll go skin fade. So this time I'm going to tell him skin fade at the bottom and kind of taper up to like a probably like a half and then a one, something like that. And then keep the top long so I can kind of comb that shit.
I feel you, man.
Yeah, these are good tips, though. You guys, I will say, though, if there's one thing you can learn from this conversation, invest your time and money into a good barber, because that changed my whole life.
That damn Robert. Oh, wait a minute, Roger? I always get those confused. Roger, it's Roger. It's not Robert. It's Roger, okay?
Roger.
Not Robert. Roger. Roger. Roger! Harry!
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger Harry.
He's good. So, man, Dark Side of the Ring, man. You're still not watching this shit, you fuck ass.
I am way behind on that. I got too many. I got way behind on all my television. Who was this weekend or week, or who was the last one you watched?
So the latest one was Vince McMahon, Black Saturday. Ooh. The Rise of Vince McMahon. Dude, what do you think about him? Is he just a total scumbag or what? Man, Stephanie McMahon, though. God damn.
Yeah.
She fine.
Oh, yeah. Always has been. God, I don't... It's hard to say because I feel like almost every millionaire, billionaire, very wealthy CEO type has some scumbag tendencies. I feel like you almost have to because you're at a point in your life where you can do anything you want, really. So you're going to push the envelope. So I haven't kept up with all the latest scandal shit. You know, it's weird.
I don't think he has anything to do with WWE anymore. Like, he's done.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, you get so much money, I'm sure that fucks with your head a bit and push the envelope on stuff. I don't know. I will say this about him. You know, he created an impressive, incredible, amazing brand. No one could keep up. People will say he pushed out the territories. That may be true, but he brought the wrestling to almost everybody. It became, you know, an actual entertainment. It became sports entertainment rather than some, you know, carnival sideshow that's coming to your town. So I think he deserves all the credit in the world for what he's done for wrestling. Personally, I just don't know enough about him behind the scenes to make a good estimate. I've always liked him. I saw him in person one time when I was a kid. Didn't meet him, but we went to a WWF event downtown Birmingham, me and my cousin. We were walking away from the event. We actually took a different route outside the old Civic Center, and there was a glass door, and he was being interviewed, I think by local media, or maybe it was even the WWF. I can't even remember who it was, but he was like right up against the door, and we were right outside the door. It was crazy. It was like 3 feet away.
Man, old Vince McMahon. I think, I don't know, man. I think he definitely did all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying, I mean, yeah, it was definitely bad. I mean, sex trafficking, assault, all that kind of shit. I think, though, when you get to, like you said, man, once you get like a certain amount of power, I mean, who's to say? That shit might corrupt me, too, man. I don't know. I can't really, you know what I mean? That would be a fucking thing to deal with, you know? When you're just like, all of a sudden, you got all this power, man. It fucks with people, especially men. It's like, what would you do? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I don't know. It's hard for me to be like, he's a... Obviously, I mean, if you did all that shit, that's pretty bad. I don't know that I would fucking, you know, if all that shit's true what he's accused of, I don't know. That's fucked up, but...
I don't know all the allegations. I mean, so sex trafficking, that's a pretty, yeah, pretty heavy trafficking, one.
Sexual assault, harassment, pretty much name it all, dude. How many lawsuits has he been through? I mean, come on.
God bless. I'm with you. If that's the case, I mean, that's terrible, especially having kids, daughters. I mean, anything where it's abuse, sex, it's bad for no matter what gender, but... You know, it especially hits home. So if that's the case, yeah, you're a scumbag, you're a piece of shit, and you deserve to be treated like, you know, a criminal that has done that kind of stuff. That said, and I'm not trying to, you wonder the validity of a lot of lawsuits when someone is as famous and rich as he is. No,
that's true, too. You could have some money grabs out there. So he is still dealing with scandal highlighted by a lawsuit in January alleging sex trafficking, physical and emotional abuse, sexual assault, and negligence. So...
Now, is this from one person, or is this several people?
I think this is a WWE employee and maybe some other motherfucker. I hate it when they do this shit. Some other ones, maybe. I don't know. He's had so many of them, man. It's I know he paid one off like $3 million to... to be done. So when I hear shit like that, I kind of was like, well, and then he paid out $12 million to four women in the last 18 years. I don't know, man. It's like when you have that much money, you know what I mean? It's like you can get out of a lot of shit.
You can get out of a lot of shit, but I think at some point, too, at what point, and I don't know how the legal system works in this, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but at what point are you just looking for a settlement? Or are you really seeking justice? Because if he's able,
right.
I guess there's two ways to look at it. I mean, you can have a shit ton of money. You're obviously in much better legal shape if you do. But at some point, they will put you in jail. You know, you don't have to accept the settlement. You can, you know, go as far as you want. I'm sure he's, you know, at some point, what point do you say, you know, it's not worth pursuing? He's offering me $12 million to close the fucking door on it. I mean,
right. Everybody's got their price.
Yeah. And I mean, $12 million to someone that's worth right at $1 billion. I mean, I don't know what that amount
I think
to.
That was a couple, like over three people, but. Okay. One of them was $3 million, so that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, but for you and I, $3 million might be like $300.
Not to me.
No, yeah. I'm in backwards. Yeah, 300. Yeah, whoops. I'm balling.
To Vince McMahon, it's probably like $300, but
that's what I, you know, I got it. I guess the equivalency, if you could pay $300 to get out of a lawsuit, for you and I, it'd probably be worth paying the $300, and he probably looks at $3 million, you know, the way we look at $300. So,
but it's also the thing of he's had a history of this shit. Like, I mean, I still take the money grab allegation, you know, the money grab kind of thing into account too, because I mean, bitches do that shit. Let's just be honest. But also, man, you gotta take into account. This history. Not everybody goes through that, right? I mean, I ain't heard of what's the fucker from WCW. I ain't heard of anything like that with him.
No.
Ted Turner? So, no. Well, who's the guy?
Oh, was it Bischoff back in the day?
Bischoff, yeah. Bischoff. He never heard anything about him with that shit.
Nah.
Well, I mean, I know he's not nowhere as near as big as Vince McMahon, but I mean, still though, like, if you have a history of it, it's another, it's kind of a red flag. It's kind of like, well...
Bischoff did it right. He ended up moving to what, Montana, building a big ass mansion on a ranch.
He's chilling, dude.
Yeah, he did it right. He insulated himself from that toxic landscape and went to the most beautiful parts of the country. That's a place where you really need a lot of money. You could actually don't even need a lot of money.
Where's he at? Montana?
I believe he's Montana. He could be Wyoming, but I think he's Bozeman, Montana. That's a you know kind of the Yellowstone ritzy place up there, probably the only city that's pretty busy in Montana, which is a gorgeous part of the country. But yeah, and get away from all these big cities, get away from all the craziness and the hype, enjoy your money. And
yeah, he still does interviews and shit, which I like, because I, you know, a real key component to documentaries is interviews with the people that did the shit back in the day, but is like you get the current look of them. Because there's a documentary about Bruce Lee, and I think Bruce Lee is fucking awesome, but ESPN did it. It was called Like Water, and it was just, it missed. And the reason why is because when they did interviews with people, it was just audio interviews. There was no, you know how you do, like, you see a documentary and they do interviews with people, and it's like they're currently there. You know what I mean? It's like right. What they currently look like. They're in front of the camera, you type sure. Shit. with this, it was just like they were doing it over the phone and showing like miscellaneous, you know, video, you know, pictures or video clips fading in and out, man. It was lame as fuck. I was like, this shit really sucks. Like, it's unwatchable. You know what I mean? When they do documentaries like that. Like, if you're going to fucking do that, do it the old school way, because this shit ain't working. That's one of the worst documentaries I've ever seen in my life. It was terrible.
Well, that's a pretty heavy dark side. So Vince McMahon, obviously the king among the kings in wrestling, he's responsible for all the familiar faces we've seen, at least in the past 40 years, as the CEO, owner, whatever it may be, of WWF, WWE. What was your takeaway from it? Did you like it?
I did like it. A dark side of the ring does good. Their production value is up there, man. I like how they do everything. I thought it was good, man. But it didn't really tell me anything that I didn't already know. But it was still... Well, I take that back. Because it kind of went from his early days and when he bought all that shit out, right? And then he took over, right?
Right.
From... What was that one? That WTBS. It was like Georgia something.
Yeah, Georgia. Yeah.
He took that over... And basically, man, he's the dude that made like fucking wrestling what it is now. Here's the thing: a lot of people want to blame him for like doing that, you know. But if it wasn't him, it would have been Cable. It would have been Vern Gagne and that other fucker Barnett or whatever his name is.
Right.
That would have took it over. It might not have been exactly the same, but it still would have fucking.
Somebody would have done it.
Yeah, it would have. Somebody would have fucking made it like it is today. Okay,
that was coming no matter what. It was just who was going to do it with the, like you said, with TV getting national, cable becoming every household. You didn't really just have the regional shows anymore. You were going to go national. Somebody was going to lead that in, and it might as well have been him because he did a hell of a job with it.
He definitely did a fucking hell of a job with it, dude. I mean, fuck. Nobody, even if you don't fuck, if you're not into it and don't give a fuck about it, you've heard of it.
Yeah.
And that's what you call transcendent, right?
Absolutely.
It's transcendent. I'll name some motherfuckers that's transcendent right now. Michael Jordan, he's transcendent. Tiger Woods, he's transcendent. Mike Tyson, transcendent. Meaning you're fucking getting market share that don't give a fuck about you, but they know who you are, right?
Yeah.
Tune in because you're so fucking, like, you got crossover appeal. Like, it's just a motherfucking, you transcend your goddamn sport or whatever your niche is to fucking.
Yeah, like a LeBron James for basketball. Everybody knows who LeBron is.
They do, but he's a fucking...
He's not a Michael Jordan.
Nah, he's a crybaby bitch. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to like be like, hey, LeBron, you that motherfucker like 6'9 or some shit.
Oh, he's kicking our asses.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen a motherfucker that's like 6'8, 6'9 in person? Jesus. They're huge. Yeah, dude. I knew a couple, and I actually worked with a couple of the motherfuckers, and man, God, that motherfucker big. That's a big motherfucker.
We'll get Wes to handle them.
I'm like, I don't know about the Fist of Fury, yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope you got some motherfucking, what's that shit they put on that gun?
You got to have the brass knuckles.
You got some chloroform and brass knuckles.
Hell.
Okay.
This fucking shit.
Oh, my God. It's fucking great. Yeah, man, but definitely, I know you're busy as fuck, but has you watched any of the Dark Side stuff?
I've watched a lot of them, but not this season. My favorite one was the Doink the Clown. That one was awesome.
Man. Oh, yeah, okay.
That was really good. Yeah, I've watched a lot. Which other ones did I watch? I can't even think about all the ones I have. I think, didn't they do one on Mick Foley?
Was that an early one? The cool thing is there's like five or six seasons now, man, so you can go back and...
I've watched a lot. I cannot remember. The Owen Hart one. I know they had that one about Owen Hart.
Man, it's heartbreaking.
That was tough.
There's a couple of them that I won't watch, like Brody the Bruiser. I can't watch that, man. It's too fucking heartbreaking. That's just a sad one. You know, that's really sad. That's fucked up. It's just fucked up. It's fucked up and it's sad. And I don't know, man. It doesn't put me in a good mood, you know?
Yeah, I like to see more behind the scenes or behind the mask and what they're like outside of there, or show you things that you wouldn't know. But when you know it's an ultimate bad ending, Owen Hart, Bruiser Brody. Yeah, I mean.
Benoit, that's sucking super sad.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't even. God, he was such a good wrestler, too.
He was a good wrestler, man. I actually liked him a lot.
Yeah, the Crippler Crossface. Man, yeah. Yeah, that's a. God, man, what an industry. What a crazy, crazy, crazy ass industry.
Did you see the one on Benoit?
I didn't see the one on Benoit.
Oh, man, it's a two-parter, dude. It's heavy shit. Because, you know, he was big friends with Guerrero. And, you know, man, what? He died, dude. Like, dude, it showed, yeah, like, this motherfucker, like, breaking down and shit. I almost couldn't handle it. I'm like, I can't watch this shit. If you sit there and watch a grown man cry, as a man, it's kind of like, I don't know, man. It's heart-wrenching. Because, you know, a fucking man is not going to sit there and cry about just nothing. If a, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, ugh, I can't watch this shit.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Man, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't like crying anyways, and I'm probably an asshole when it comes to crying.
Well, I don't think it's bad, but I think it's like, you know, as a man, dude, like we have this certain fucking preconception about it. Our fathers and everything told us it was like some weak pussy shit. And while I'm not gonna fucking go against that, because, you know, it's kind of like a fucking weird line. I think it's a thing where you shouldn't feel ashamed, but at the same time, just don't go around being a bitch. Like, do that shit in private. Everybody has their moments and shit, but, you know, it's just kind of, it is what it is, man. We're all humans, and,
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. I only see my dad cry once, and that was when his sister had passed away unexpectedly in a, you know, tornado, and she lost other family. So that was, you know, completely, completely understandable. Anybody would cry in that aspect. But just general tears because, you know, you're stressed or sad. I had a manager. This was a female, though, and not saying they cry more, but they do. I was out in when I worked out of state, and she had gotten frustrated over something, and she started crying in her office when I was in there, and I was like, it's like, I'm gonna step outside until you're done.
Yeah, well, if it's a fucking man crying, you pretty much know, man, unless he's gay or some shit, that it's like pretty, you know, some serious, you know what I'm saying, shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, man. Come on. You know that, like, something serious has happened in his life. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Come on.
Wes cries a lot, I'm sure.
Hey, you know about me and baby girl. I don't like that. The last remark you made, Grant Music.
Oh, man,
I seek the truth. I mean, it's
I mean,
hard.
Like you said, there's nothing wrong with it and stuff, but there's also, oh man, that caught me off guard. There's also people, man, that just want to be emotional.
Yeah, they're like drama. Yeah, drama shit.
Yeah, and I know guys like that, and not even gay, that are just, that's how they,
yeah,
are.
They're fucking beta males. Yeah, that's out there too, man. They're raised by their mothers and there's no father. And
but I'm with you. There's a time and a place, man. Like I said, accidents, yeah, you know, happen, and real, you know, events. And like you said, man, I mean, watching you know, some of those drama heartfelt shows with these grown men, they can definitely make you choke up and stuff, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, not at all.
So yeah, that's a whew, lots going on.
For sure, baby. What you drinking on tonight, Jay Wiggy?
Oh, you know what? I actually was not drinking on anything.
You don't have any beer at the house?
You know what I had this weekend that you can pick on me? Maybe I'll cry about it if you do. I had some lemonade Trulies.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I like the Trulies, man. Do you like any of those seltzer beers?
I don't know. I haven't really dabbled in that too much. I've been trying some of the Easy Hemp drinks, but I think that's okay. Mostly a placebo effect, because you know, they're not derived from any of the real shit, but you know, it's okay. You know, I don't know, man, if I feel some kind of way, you know what I mean? I've been trying them 2 or 3 times just to see. I think, you know, it's probably a placebo effect, but that's cool, man. When we go to Arizona, I'm see if we can get some of that real shit.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Of the real drinks, man. I'd love to check out, check that out.
Yeah, we'll make that a priority on day one. There's a couple places not too far from the crib. We even have our buddy Alfredo going to be hanging out with us a bit. So looking forward to that. It's been a while since I've seen
him. Is he coming through? Corn boy?
Yeah, corn boy. Alfredo. He's we got to do that too. I remember. Wait a minute.
Alfredo or is that the same
yeah.
dude?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Alfredo is his nickname. That was gotcha. Because our friend Mac, Z-Mac, called him Alfredo one time instead of his actual name. And I lost him, man. That shit was funny as hell.
Damn, baby. But, you know.
Yeah. He said he's going to roll through with us. I'm looking. He's going to come up. He said he's trying to take that Friday off to join us on our trip to Tombstone.
So Arizona. Where does he work at?
I don't remember what he does. I think he does graphic design.
Something like graphic that. Design. Okay. Cool, so. Baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. Yeah. He should be coming through. Maybe he knows where to get some good stuff at. But I was talking to LD the other day about getting some poolside beers because, you know, something if we're just chilling during the day and any recommendations are always welcome. I'm always happy with like a nice, I don't want to sit down there at, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 if the sun's out, we're in the pool. You know, with a huge beer belly full of heavy ass IPAs or something. So he suggested Happy Dads. Trulies are pretty good, or, you know, seltzer beer. So maybe something like that.
Do you really like IPAs, man?
Not really. No, it depends on the one, but no, not real heavy shit. No, to me, anything that's real heavy, like porters and stouts and, you know, IPAs for the most part, I don't care for them.
You think IPAs are heavy?
I don't think they're always heavy, but I just, they're not my favorite thing. A little too bitter for me.
Yeah, bitter.
Yeah. Again, that's dependent on which IPA you get. I've had some that I've liked, but for the most part, most of them, they're not my preference. I kind of like a lighter beer, and if people think that's shitty, then whatever. It's my fucking drink.
So, what IPA do you like? Would you drink?
There was a local one. I think LD turned me on to it. The name escapes me right now, but it's not many. I mean, I can name more of the ones I don't like than I do like. I prefer more like the, you know, locally, like the Cahaba Blondes. They have a...
It's not, it's not an IPA, is it?
No, I'm saying that's more my preference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
For drinking. IPA would not be my first go-to, though. Do you like them?
I hate them. Wiz Creever always trying to get me on that shit.
I love them. Good people,
that shit tastes like rat piss. I don't understand why people love IPA so much. The only one that's good that I've had is the Trim Tab IPA, and it's
maybe that's the one.
It's pretty decent.
That's the one I think a lot of people call out as a pretty good one. I think that may be the one I'm thinking. Yeah, Wes Creever though also was a huge Guinness and Yingling fan. So,
well, I like Guinness and I like Yingling, but. I can't do any more Irish car bombs. That's over in my life. We'll never do one again.
I was going to have some poolside. Me and Alfredo used to get down on those.
Man. I'm good. I will not partake in that at all.
We'll do half car bomb shots.
What the fuck is that? Half car bomb? No.
Yeah, just pull half a beer, half a shot.
I ain't doing shit. I'll do smoking weed and drinking fucking, I don't even know, but it ain't going to be done. None of that. I'm done. I'm over. I'm done with that shit, bro. I'm not fucking with that anymore. Ooh, oh, God. The last time, I think I made an ass of myself at your fucking birthday thing, man. That shit was fucked up, dude. I apologize, man. I feel bad.
Nah, that's ages ago. Water under the bridge. I've got a pretty late.
Yeah, that's water near a bridge. We don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty like, man, but the car bombs will do it, though. But see, they're so much fun to drink. But God, they go down because you're chugging a full beer and pretty much
they sneak up on you, dude. I'm feeling I'm not fucked up and I do like three more and then I'm like past the point of no return at that point. So that's why they're dangerous.
Yeah. Anything like that is it's like those beer, 8% plus beers that sneak up on you that taste so good. We actually had one, me and my contractor buddy, when we drink a couple of those Heady Toppers from a couple weeks back. They're what, 8.5%, something like that. You know, like a Snake Handler. What is that, 10%?
I'm gonna start it's like 11.
Yeah. I mean, you drink one, you're kind of feeling it, man. Two, yeah. you getting there.
Yeah, anything 10 and above, that's like a 2-in-1, dude.
Yeah.
Usually beers are like 4, 4.5, you know, maybe a little bit more, but nothing past 6 on a regular. So,
yeah, I try to keep it more laid back. That's why I like the Trulies and stuff like that, kind of seltzer. I'll try some of the Happy Dads that LD was talking about. I've had one before. It was pretty good. They're kind of crisp, light, seltzer water, not heavy. You get a little bit of a, 4% alcohol. It's okay. Enjoy yourself.
Is that it? Is it only 4%?
I think most of those are.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good poolside hangout beer.
No, that ain't bad at all, man. I'm ready to get away for a little bit. So.
Shit. Me and you both, brother.
We got some weird news today. Well, I'm about to let you know. Oh, this story's funny to me, man. Pandas at the Chinese. Pandas at Chinese zoo are actually chow chow dogs in disguise.
Oh, man.
You can actually see this on YouTube. So, this one's a Ben Hooper article. A Chinese zoo is being criticized online after visitors complain about the animals in a panda exhibit aren't bears at all. They're panda chow chow dogs. Visitors to Taizhou Zoo in Jiangsu province said they were surprised to discover the so-called, quote, panda dogs that went on display on May 1st are dogs, with their fur trimmed and dyed closely to resemble the iconic Chinese bears. The zoo spokesman explained the zoo put the dogs on display because it does not have any resident pandas, but he denied the fur dyeing process was in any way dangerous or harmful to the canines. A zoo employee told state-run media outlet The Global Times the panda dogs aren't meant to be deceptive, as signage posted at the enclosure explains they are indeed chow chow dogs in disguise. It's just like China to do some shit like this. Fuck you.
China.
Yeah, man, they're some dumb motherfuckers. I don't fuck with China, man. Anyway, this sounds like some shit they would do. That's a funny ass picture. Oh my god. Have you been to the zoo lately in general?
I haven't. Yeah, you know what? I went over Christmas to the zoo lights. It was okay. It's not like it was as a kid.
Well, that's a good time though. The zoo lights, you know, it's kind of a special, you know, fucking deal. Usually when I go to the zoo, it's hot as fuck, man, and the snake enclosure is closed for some fucking reason. So hell yeah, man.
I know. I like a good zoo. Nothing wrong with that. I've always enjoyed it. Didn't you, I, and Z-Mac go to the zoo in Florida one time, like a Pensacola zoo?
I don't know, maybe.
I got a picture of it. I think it's down there some, god, ages ago. Many snake handlers ago, so I've probably forgotten it.
Hell yeah.
My man might be like the giraffe.
That's pretty cool.
I could see him doing that shit too.
What else is going on? 83-year-old woman becomes Howard University's oldest graduate. This is also courtesy of Ben Hooper. An 83-year-old woman became Howard University's oldest ever graduate when she walked across the stage to receive her doctoral degree in divinity. What the fuck? Marie Fowler, who previously earned a bachelor's degree and two master's degrees from Maple Springs Baptist Bible College and Seminary, said she initially did not think she would make it all the way to graduation. Quote, it was never my thought I would go beyond one semester because, after all, I've been out of school since 1959. End quote. I didn't know if I could retain information. Fowler exceeded her own expectations by earning her doctoral degree in 3 years. I want to say it is never too late, she said. I want everyone to realize I'm 83. That means if I can do it, why not you? She said her parents were a major inspiration in deciding to continue her education. Quote, my mom and dad were born in an era was illegal for them to learn to read and write. We taught my dad how to read and write and sign his name so he wouldn't have to put that X. Malcolm X? Oh, no. quote, we at the Howard University School of Divinity would like you to help us celebrate 83-year-old Doctor of Ministry graduate Dr. Marie A. Fowler, who serves as the oldest graduate of both Howard University School of Divinity and Howard University overall, the Post said. In addition, she joins the 156th commencement graduating class, which serves as the largest in Howard University's history.
All right, good deal. I mean, how are you?
All right, good. Good thing here. And this is the thing. This is a symbolic fucking thing, man. So what? You're 83. What the fuck you gonna do? You're gonna die. That's what you're gonna do. Next, you're not going anywhere to do anything. And while it's cool, whatever, man. Do I have a bad take on that? I mean, whatever. It's never too late. You're fucking 83. You know what I mean?
I mean, God. Here's the thing. Is this one that you invested a lot of your time and effort into doing at this age? Was it really worth it? Spending your time doing that when your own borrowed time anyways, and you could have been doing something more worthwhile. And who are you setting an example for? College has got to be a joke at this point. So
yeah, it's a scam.
Here's the thing. You know what? I don't want to sound negative about that. If that's what she wanted to do, and that's what she wanted, if that's the accomplishment she wanted to set out, she wanted to learn more about religion, divinity, whatever it may be. And, you know, she set that goal. Hey, I don't doubt that she put the effort and, you know, worked hard. So kudos to that. I will say that. But if it's just to get it so you can say you accomplished it and not actual a personal fulfillment, then yeah, I think it's a waste of time, if that makes sense.
For sure, man.
But I think your take is accurate. It's like mine. Again, not criticizing what anybody wants to do. I mean, learning something to her could be like going fishing or traveling or frisbee golf for you and I. So if that's what she wanted to do and she got a lot of joy out of it, man, by all means, at any age, that's a good thing. But, if you're doing it and trying to set an example for other kids or something like that to say it's, something they need to do, no way.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's just a little bit stupid. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't. What the fuck are you gonna do with a divinity degree at 83 years old? I mean, if you try to inspire people, whatever. But like, you were saying, college is pretty much a scam nowadays, unless like you go a certain fucking path that is not a commonality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, divinity is not one of those paths that you're gonna be really accomplishing a ton of shit. Not being a dickhead, but...
Well, no, you're not, man. I mean, unless you're going to teach it or, start your own mega church, maybe, or some shit.
Maybe you can make is.
You could be a piece of shit like Joel Osteen, fuckboy-ass bitch.
I don't like
that. He's a fucking bitch. Anyway, yeah. What else? You were talking about NCAA 2025. There's been some new pictures out.
What'd you think about them? Did you check them out? Looking slick.
I'm ready, man. You said you're going to get a fucking PS5, or are you going with the Xbox?
I think I'm going PS5. I think I'm going to stick with that.
Okay. That's interesting. You've been an Xbox guy.
Been an Xbox guy for a long time, and it's I think I've said it before. I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. I actually grew up a PS guy, so that was our first one. Me and my brother, we had the original PlayStation. Awesome. I remember getting a PS2 and absolutely loved it. And then when it was time to get the PS3, when it came out, I actually ended up winning a couple of Xboxes, Xbox 360s, at an auction. It was crazy. And I sold three of them. And it was a police seizure auction, Hoover, Alabama. And they had four Xboxes. And, man, it was like middle of the day. I think me and my granddad went down there, ended up buying four of these. Great price. Ended up selling the other three, keeping one. And that's how I became an Xbox guy and loved it. So ended up having a couple Xbox systems now. And I think I want to go back to PlayStation. A couple of reasons. One, most of the people I know who are getting into NCAA are going to do it on PlayStation. I don't know if it announced, are they crossover compatible? If so, that could sway me a little bit. But I also think PlayStation has better games coming out, so I don't know. We'll have to see. But likely by the end of the month, I'm going to grab a PS5.
Oh, PS5. You going to go over to the local Walmart, or you going to head off the interwebs?
Probably the interwebs. I hate going places and buying shit nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to be hassling you and shit for something. But yeah, so the pictures look pretty solid. Did you, the cover was pretty cool. I think it was supposed to not drop until this Thursday. They accidentally dropped it last Thursday. But who was it? Quinn Ewers on the cover. You got Milrow on
there. Yeah, I think there's multiple covers.
Yeah, so I think that was one of them that came out. Looking at it now. And Chris Fowler, I thought, you know, he said that. How long did he work on it? 2 years of voiceovers? Something like that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had made a video on Instagram. I think it was 2 years of voiceovers that he had done. And he said there was so much little shit, little minutia in the game. Like if you return a fumble and it wins the game or something, that kind of shit will be in here. Like, oh my God, they return a fumble to win the fucking game.
Nice.
So, are you going to get it?
Yeah, man, I got to.
Which route are you going to go? Would you go PS5 or Xbox? Because you don't have either one, do you?
No, I was leaning toward the PS5, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's my route. I just, you know, I don't know. Maybe a little change up. I've gotten used to this Xbox controller, but something about the PS5 I just like. Again, most of the people I know have one. And I wouldn't mind doing some crossplay if we could all get online and play. I think that'd be fun as hell. Especially if we could all play on the same team. So, you know, get some fullback and some lead blocking and shit.
I know how to pass block, yeah.
Do you? Do you really?
Wes don't even know what a pass block is. But yeah, looking at the February 19th, will NCAA 25 be cross-play? All indications are that cross-play will be enabled. So maybe it's not guaranteed at this point, but looks like it will. But yeah, the photos look good. There's a photo of Notre Dame in their uniform, golden helmets reflecting brightly. Looks pretty amazing. So I have a lot of faith in this game. I think they're not going to fuck it up. So I hope they don't prove me wrong and they end up fucking it up.
Yeah, I think it. I think it'll be good. You know.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Dum dum diddy. Well, what else we got going on in the news? We're gonna do. One more story. Man inserts 243 thumbtacks into a cork board in 1 minute. Also, Ben Hooper, courtesy, wrote this article. Serial record breaker David Rush recaptured one of his lost Guinness World Record titles by inserting 243 thumbtacks into a cork board.
A cork board?
Yeah, a cork board.
A cork board?
Cork board.
Corkboard.
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 Corkboard?
Corkboard.
Ah! Corkboard. In 1 minute. Rush, who had held the record twice previously, aimed to break the record of 191 tacks in 1 minute, which was set by fellow serial record breaker Andre Ortloff. The latest attempt saw Rush insert more than 4 days per second, ending with a total of 243 thumbtacks on the board. The record marked Rush's 168th concurrently held Guinness World Record, bringing him closer to his goal of overtaking Silvio Saba, who currently holds 180 titles. All right, and you can watch this on YouTube if you want to. what a fucking record, man. I'm fucking kind of stretching on this one.
Yeah, I swear. Some people, man.
What the fuck? We got to get you doing a record. What is a record you think you could do?
That's a good question. Is there anything that I can actually do?
Like a hula hoop?
Can't hula hoop very well, man.
How about a pogo stick?
You know what? My daughter was good at that. I actually got her one 2 years ago for Christmas, and she is always trying to beat her record. I think she's in like the 600s or something, pogo jumps in a row. She's done really well at that, but I guarantee you look that up and you'll see some motherfucker that jumped for 24 hours, you know, drinking water, and it was like 120,000 jumps. So when you think you can do something good, there's always some crazy ass out there that's dying to be a Guinness record holder. So I don't know what I could do. Do you have any hidden talents that would be a Guinness record?
I don't know. Spit bubbles?
You know what? I want to see the guy from Guinness they get to sit there and watch you do that.
How many spit bubbles can you blow in an hour? I remember I could blow spit bubbles back in the day, man, like a regular bubble. But these crazy ass pogo sticks I seen on like fucking, I forgot what TV show, they fucking go up really high though.
Yeah.
Air powered. Oh man, you could die on one of these. Well, this motherfucker's $500. The Vertigo Pro air powered adult pogo stick. Wow, jumping 10 foot high. Like, what? Who the fuck would buy this, man?
Wow. Yeah, they got those crazy ones in there that got like the.
That shit's $500.
Gas cylinder in there.
Wow. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Hell no. I ain't doing that shit.
Fuck that. Damn. Wow.
Baby's gonna jump on my pogo stick to me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she does it every night. I give it to her every night, yeah.
You do not do it every night.
I mean, at least twice a week, yeah.
That's not every night, bitch.
That's still pretty good.
Okay.
What's making shit up at this point?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, folks. We're going to go ahead and do a quick break here. If you guys want to get some water or use the bathroom, listen to a little bit of intermission music. We'll be back here in 1 moment. Stay put. Don't be some bitches. vintage game review coming up. But Jay Wiggy, what'd y'all have for dinner tonight?
Tonight I had some pasta noodles, actually protein pasta, but it wasn't
GNC?
Got it at Walmart, I believe. Protein pasta.
That sounds terrible.
It's a little more, you know what? It is a little shittier than regular pasta, but it's not
bad. It's like a bunch of powder with like noodles in there.
It's not too bad. Kind of more of the whole wheat pasta taste. So some protein pasta as my carb, had some steak bites and a bowl of berries with some chocolate cake my mom made this weekend.
Okay, man. Yeah. Pee-wee. She's a good person. I love Pee-wee a lot.
Oh, loves you.
Yeah, yeah. So, protein pasta. What the fuck is that? What does that taste like?
It's not bad. If you think
of salsa there or what, like
I just had it on the side. Just a little oil, kind of as my carb instead of a potato or some rice.
Butter and garlic on there.
A little butter.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Some natural butter on there.
Okay, all right. Does it come in like a like the regular noodles come in, or?
Yeah, it comes in a box. What is it? Is it Bertelli? Some Italian name on there.
Bartarelli or something.
I think it's like a cup is like 9 grams of protein, so it's not bad. I just had that on the side, a little bit of steak, and then some blackberries and raspberries, and then a piece of chocolate cake and a Powerade to drink.
Powerade, ooh.
Powerade Zero. I don't have the sugars in there.
Oh, yeah, just the sucralose and all the other fucked up shit.
You're going to get some bullshit one way or the other.
Fuck that, man. That's worse. What was I going to say?
What'd you have, pepperonis?
No, so first dinner, what did I? I don't need no pepperoni. First dinner, baby. First dinner I had, I went to Casa Fiesta, right? Gave it another chance.
Okay.
Got some chicken tacos. They're all right.
Casa Fiesta, out this place or which one?
Trustville.
Oh, okay, man. You should have said something. I don't know if I could have made it, but you're out there.
You know what? I keep on forgetting, man. Next time I will, dude. And last time I went to Chez Fond. Well, I had a steak again, but then I was almost thinking about getting that blackened grouper with the fucking ragu. Man, it's kind of thinking about that. Might have to do it next time.
Did you have lunch today, or did you just have two dinners?
Well, that was the last visit. It was around like 3 something, bordering on 4. So I was like, I'll go ahead and get early dinner right now. I got 2 ribeyes thawing out that I'm going to grill up after this podcast. Medium rare with a kosher salt and pepper.
You got the pink kosher salt?
No, it's just regular kosher. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do for pepper, though. I think I'm out of pepper. Fuck.
Ah.
So, you know, usually I do just garlic salt, but here lately, man, I'm doing like kosher salt and pepper, and it's really good.
And, I like the kosher salt.
Yeah. I don't fucking season it until I've got both sides crusty. Because if you try to do it the other way, when it's raw, you know, and salt it down, it doesn't work. It all comes up. Seems like during the searing process. So try to do my shit a little different. Keep the seasonings on there. I'd like to get a good taco seasoning going down. When I was at Terrajano's or whatever, man, I don't know what they use in their shit, but I got to get that. I don't know what it is.
You trying to make your own taco seasoning?
Maybe I should. I've seen it on the interweb. It's like smoked paprika, salt, pepper, maybe a little bit of cocoa powder, onion powder, Mexican oregano. I might be leaving out some stuff.
I did it one night. I made my own taco seasoning with the... I had gone to the store to get shells. I got the meat. And I inadvertently thought that the shell package would have the seasoning in it. Most of the time they do. This one did not. So I got home. I was like, fuck. Didn't want to go back to the store. So I looked it up and I think we had most of the stuff. I mixed it up, put it in there. It wasn't bad, but I could tell it definitely wasn't nearly as good as an actual packet. But I also did not have all the seasonings that it required. But wasn't bad. I think if you actually had them and you measured them out pretty well, I think you could do something with it.
Yeah, I want to know what that fucking restaurant I had, what their shit is, man, because it was fucking, gosh, it was so good.
So good.
Man, it was fucking great. But, yeah!
What it do?
Let's go ahead and get into, vintage video game review, folks. This one is 1997's Blade Runner. Now, I did the enhanced edition via Nintendo Switch, and I might have reviewed this earlier, way earlier on, but fuck it. So, Blade Runner. I think there was a movie. As a point-and-click adventure game developed by Westwood Studios and published by Virgin Interactive for Microsoft Windows, released in November 1997. This game is not a direct adaptation of the 1982 Ridley Scott film Blade Runner, but it is instead a side quill telling the original story, which runs parallel to the film's plot, occasionally intersecting with it. Set in 2019 Los Angeles, the game tells the story of Ray McCoy, an elite detective charged with hunting down a group of dangerous replicants, which is bioengineered androids designed to look like and act like humans. Although several of the film's characters appear in the game, with some of the original actors returning to voice them, the film's protagonist Rick Deckard does not appear in a speaking role. Instead, he is referred to on multiple occasions and is seen several times. Plus, his activities, as depicted in the film, are mentioned. Other parallels of the film include the reproduction of several prominent locations, as well as scenes and dialogue closely modeled on the original. The game also features extracts from the film's soundtrack. Blade Runner was advertised as a real-time 3D adventure game. This was one of the first adventure games to use both 3D character rendering and a game world, which progressed in real time as opposed to waiting for the player's actions. Unlike many games of its time, which used polygon-based renderers exploiting 3D accelerators, Westwood opted for their own software-based renderer using voxel technology. This is a point-and-click game, so when you're thinking of that, I tend to go more along the lines of the Sierra games, or back in the day anyway. I don't even know. I think that company's now defunctoid. But back then, they were not, and they had a lot of those point-and-click games. Police Academy, Space, Leisure Suit Larry. Oh, Space Quest, yeah. Police Quest, Space Quest, like a third-person perspective type of deal, in which the game world is navigated, explored, and manipulated using the mouse was the main deal. Pointer had four different styles depending on a given situation. A standard gray pointer to move McCoy by clicking on any of the location, and a scan or elements to which to interact with, and an animated green pointer which indicated that McCoy could interact with an object or begin a conversation with an NPC. And an animated blue pointer, which indicated the screen could be changed and a new area accessed. So there you go. This is one of those detective games where you got to get in there and, you know, do puzzles. You could do some combat too, but the action's not, you know, what you're thinking. It's kind of, you know, more, most of the gameplay consists of searching for evidence, questioning suspects, and analyzing clues. You do that by searching crime scenes and whatnot. The graphics, of course, playing them now, this shit's going to be dated. But back then, it was pretty cool. The game runs in non-linear real time, meaning that McCoy investigates and gathers clues as he does that. The NPC characters are doing the same, completing their own objectives and performing random actions elsewhere in the game world. A good example of this is found in the computer mainframe, which is accessible from the police headquarters. When the player uploads their KIA data into the mainframe, any evidence is collected by other Blade Runners and automatically downloaded to their player's KIA. This tend to be random, but different pieces of evidence discovered by different Blade Runners. Blah, blah, blah. All right. This game is pretty cool. It kind of depends on like what you like as far as like this kind of game. You like the old school point and click games? As far as myself, I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5. Not bad. I don't know that I'd necessarily like sit down and just, you know, but it's you can get into it, man. You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that.
Cool. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of I talked about it once when we were talking about NES games a long time ago. Deja Vu for the NES, also an original Macintosh game. One of the MacVenture series. We talked about a couple of MacVenture games early on. But yeah, Deja Vu was kind of similar. You're a detective, point and click, but very, very, very early animation style. A lot more simple than Blade Runner was. So yeah, I haven't played this one. It looks cool. So you seem like you like it. 3 out of 5.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sweet.
There's definitely worse games out there. So I definitely check it out, you know, if I was into the old school games like that. Adventurous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like a lot of the old point and click games. There's a pretty good amount of them that were really fun. I don't think people that are younger than us understand how popular those really were back then because, man, they were on the shelves everywhere. You didn't have a lot of, you know, free ROM, not too much. Then most of it was a point-and-click style. A lot of your games, one of my favorite was like Lords of the Realm. That was a cool game. You know, it's like turn-based games, point-and-click, things like that. So it wasn't a lot of the free roam that you have nowadays.
Yeah, so what I had was the Enhanced Edition. Supposed to come out in 2020, but was delayed. And it actually was released in 2022, around June. A little bit of improved graphics, but, you know, I don't think it really had a good reception. But still, it's definitely worth checking it out. So go get that if you were into Blade Runner. There was a movie, too. So
hell
maybe
yeah.
Watch that if you want to. Well. Right now, if any fuckheads are into the NBA, the Thunder 84, Mavericks 86, I kind of like a Luka Doncic. Luka Dunkey. Luka mm-hmm. Dunkey. Luka Doncic. Look at this. He's pretty cool. If I had to root for anybody in the whole goddamn everything that's going on, I say the Denver Nuggets.
Your team.
Yeah, man. Denver Nuggets, yeah. They got Jokic. Michael Porter's pretty good. And they're called the Denver Nuggets, man. You know, Denver Nuggets. I try to smoke some nugs every now and again.
The weed nugs.
Yeah. You know, man. What about this weekend and the UFL, man? What a fucking game between the Stallions and the Battlehawks.
Yeah. I mean, it was you know, I kick myself in the ass, but I almost don't, man. They were back and forth. It was a good game, a really, really well-played game. I love the UFL even more this season. I know we've talked about it ad nauseum that the merger would happen. It happened. But, man, all the games are really good. Even the Brahmas and Roughnecks yesterday, got to watch some of that when I went over to the parents' house for a bit. I mean, 3-point game, Michigan and D.C., you know, that's less than 2 touchdowns. St. Louis and Birmingham was, you know, could have gone either way. Lots of good plays, lots of action. I think they said it was 14,000 fans showed up. I mean, a stadium that seats 47, not a lot, but to me it looked like more. I thought we were about half capacity there. So really, it's really doing well this year. I know the TV ratings have skyrocketed, so fun game to watch. AJ McCarron didn't come through like I was hoping, even though I'm a Birmingham fan. I picked the Battlehawks just because, man, I like McCarron, and I thought he would do something, but good game all around. Really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, I think he broke his ankle or something, right?
Some shit like that. He's a tough dude, man. I mean, what is he, 35 now?
I don't know, but Catherine Webb, fine as hell.
Yeah, he's doing it right. We need to try to creep to the game this week.
Who are they playing? I don't know. I guess we'll find that out when we do picks. Yeah, good weekend for some... for some UFL. I definitely checked that game out. It was some good shit going back and forth, it seemed like, up until the very last moment there. But,
yeah, I think they could – I think if they played again, I don't know, it was close. Birmingham has such a good defense. I mean, their defense is spectacular.
They do got a really good defense.
Yeah. Defense is good. AJ McCarron couldn't be blamed for first pick that he threw, got slid. But, you know, Birmingham made some boneheaded plays too. I think they had a muff punt at one point in the game. So, yeah, what's the standings right now? Birmingham, the only undefeated UFL team, 7-0, followed by three teams that are 5-2, Michigan, St. Louis, and San Antonio. Your cellar dwellers, DC Defenders, they're almost half, 3-4. And what about three teams that are 1-6? Arlington, Memphis, and Houston. Two of those are in the US FL Conference, Memphis and Houston. So,
yeah, Arlington pulled that fucking upset this weekend. I don't think I definitely didn't get that one right.
Yeah, the Renegades had the upset this week. Yeah, only one person had it right, and that we're not gonna name who that one is.
You know.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah, he took a shot in the dark, and the shot paid off.
Yeah, I know, right? So,
what was it? Let's go over them. This week, we were both Grant Mills. You and I were both 2-4, 50%. You rode on Birmingham. That was a great pick, as always. And me and you both got the Brahmas. I went Panthers and got the W on that. Wiss was 3-4. And that's all we need to know about that.
Y'all know about a fucking player sometime.
Well, he's pretty good. Yeah, it's such a toss-up sometimes, man. I thought that the Brahmas, you know. Wait a minute. Who the Brahmas play? The Defenders?
Yeah, we had the Brahmas this weekend. The Brahmas, they played where was my
They son? Won, right?
The Brahmas won this weekend. They played the Roughnecks. Okay.
I'm fucking confused.
The Renegades are the one that they beat the Showboats.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Both terrible. 1-6.
Yeah, both terrible. If you also look at points for and points against, Birmingham is actually your best team in both categories. They've only had 115 points scored against them. That's the best in the league. And the only team so far that have cracked 200 points for, right at 201. St. Louis is only 2 points behind at 199. No other team is really even close right now. Houston only 96 points, the only team that hasn't reached triple digits yet. Memphis Showboats are the only team, God, what a shitty defense, that have had over 200 points allowed, 218. So they are 6-game losing streak for Memphis. Start off with one win and then lose 6 in a row. Rough.
That's terrible.
That is awful. The only other streaks right now, Birmingham, 7-game winning streak, and the Panthers, 3-game winning streak. So started off 2-2, have improved to 5-2 over the past. So season's going by pretty quick. It's been fun. There could be a chance I could get out Saturday to go to that. I would like to see a game for sure. So I might keep that in the back pocket.
Oh yeah. So we go ahead and get into picks since we're fucking talking about it. Week 8.
God, week 8 already.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, like a couple of weeks before the semifinals.
Yeah, we need to get into it and go see one. So who do we have? Go break it down for us, and I'll get my handy-dandy chart out and write us all down.
So Saturday, May 18th, we got the 3 p.m. game on Fox featuring the Showboats and the Panthers. What do you think on this?
I've enjoyed watching the Panthers improve. I'm going to go with Michigan.
Yeah, I'm going with the Panthers myself.
You know, I'm a Showboat and a Roughneck, so I'm going with the Showboats, yeah.
All right, and we got the 7 p.m. game, ESPN 2, ESPN Plus, Roughnecks and Stallions. I mean, come on. Stallions, what do you think?
Yeah, got to go Stallions.
I'm a young know I'm with the home team, yeah, Stallions, even though baby says I'm a Roughneck in bed.
You're always bringing up some bullshit. Let's go ahead and go to Sunday, May 19th. We got another double hitter here. 11 a.m. game, ABC, ESPN Plus. Defenders, Battlehawks.
Yeah, you know St. Louis is bouncing back.
Yeah, I'm going to go Battlehawks with AJ.
I'm going to go with the upset with the D.C. Defenders.
And we have a 3 p.m. game with the Renegades and Brahmas.
Whew, got to go Brahmas on that one, 5-2.
Damn. I'm going to go Brahmas.
I think Big Game Bob's going to do some shit, Renegades, yeah.
All right. Boom, baby. Got your picks. Got our picks in, baby.
Got it. What was it? They've already got some playoff. Or clinched the playoffs. Who is it? That is only two teams right now. Birmingham, of course, and the Michigan Panthers, which is unique because they're both in the USFL. So, Birmingham, I think, can they clinch the division with a win this weekend? Or
Well, we know they're going to the playoffs, but I don't know.
Yeah, they're in this week. They're, Houston is, I think this week they'll probably clinch that if they Houston's eliminated, Memphis is eliminated as well, and Arlington. So all the one-loss teams are already eliminated. So, but it's a four-team playoff, so really you're going to have the Brahmas and D.C., I believe, fighting it out. D.C. still has a slight chance, but most likely Birmingham, Michigan, St. Louis, and the Brahmas, San Antonio. So good season. Been fun.
Hell yeah. We always love spring ball here at the show. Y'all.
Shut up.
Oh, man. Yeah, so we got the picks in. We're all good. Man, what's going on for the rest of the night with you, J-Wig? Gonna cuddle with the wife, maybe eat a snack and go to bed?
Jay Wiggy would probably eat something. I wouldn't mind eating a melatonin or something to get to bed, sleep through the night. Give you some vivid dreams. I need some sleep. I need some rest. I need to grind out some work tomorrow for the next 2 weeks. And I am ready for our, not quite spring, but too early for summer break coming up. And maybe a weekend. This weekend, I've got some things on the schedule, but off the air, I'll shoot you a message. Maybe we can get together or something. I need a day or a night or a beer or something.
Let's do that, man. Stop being a bitch.
I'll try.
Struggling with you. Yo. You got your meal prep on, or?
You know what? I was thinking. I actually don't think I did my meal prep this week yet. I'm telling you, I'm behind. Something's fucked up. It was Mother's Day. Happy shout out to all the mothers. Hope you all enjoyed it. But yeah, it's been behind. I even had like a tombstone pizza this weekend for a dinner. Just cause, man, it was in the freezer and it was delicious.
Hey, that's old school.
Yeah, I still like them, man. They're still good as hell though.
Pepperoni and sausage seem to be the best combo to me.
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's my jam right there. But yeah, after I read about pepperoni and all that shit, I'm wondering my stomach be feeling bad.
Yeah, for real.
It's all a bunch of pepper and stuff. Man, maybe we'll be like Big Mustard. Just dip your slice in a thing of mustard.
Oh, I love it.
I gotta go, y'all. Baby just called me. Don't tell her I was here, y'all.
Ew. You're stupid. So you got any last thoughts, last words before we get out of here for a wink and a while?
No unique quotes, but if you guys have any suggestions or ideas for the crew to do in AZ when we're out there, always looking for those. We're going to have a great, memorable trip, so we'll take any ideas, any recommendations, any beer recommendations that you like for poolside. Maybe we should do that and rank them on when we get out there, get a couple of different ones and rank. So looking forward to that. Man, my mind is 2 weeks ahead right now. So hope you guys have a great week. I will be back next week with my episode 4 New Hope review.
True that, everybody. Hit the subscribe button, follow button. All you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back here 9:30 in the Nerdy next week, or next week on the Monday Central Time. I don't have a quotation or nothing like that, but I just hope everybody has a great week, great weekend. Back here 9:30. We'll see you then, folks.
Rowdy,
yes.